Our topic today is the law of contracts and the small business owner. Many small business owners enter into business relationships with other individuals and other businesses to assist them in creating, distributing, and selling their products and services. A significant number of these business arrangements result in contracts that have legal consequences. In fact, most contractual agreements have to be written rather than verbal to be enforceable in a court of law. The purpose of this information is to explain the basic principles of the law of contracts and the effect on you, the small business owner. Commercial or business law is an area of law that creates duties between two or more private persons or business organizations. By definition, business law refers to the statutes, codes, rules, and regulations established to provide a legal framework within which business may be conducted, which is enforceable by court action. As such, our attention will focus on the law of contracts. Again, this law involves the legally enforceable duties created by the exchange of promises between two people or businesses. At one time, laws involving businesses were not regulated at the federal level, but varied from state to state. Today, the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, has been adopted by all states and essentially covers sales and other business laws. For example, the UCC defines the rights of parties to a sale of goods relative to the specific performance and damages. Note that the articles of the UCC include the concepts of warranties and negotiable instruments, too. The contract is a legally enforceable agreement between two or more parties, and contract law specifies what a legally enforceable agreement is. Basically, a contract is legally binding if the following conditions are met. First, an offer is made. Second, there must be voluntary acceptance of the offer. Third, both parties must give consideration. Fourth, both parties must be competent. Fifth, the contract must be legal. And sixth, the contract must be in proper form. If one party fails to follow the terms of the contract, a breach of contract exists. Both parties may agree to end a contract, but if only one person violates the contract, the following conditions may occur. Specific performance. The party who violates the contract may be required to live up to the agreement if money damages would not be adequate. Payment of damages. If a party fails to live up to a contract, the other party can sue them for damages, usually to the amount they would lose, including court costs, from the non-performance. Discharge of obligation. If a party fails to live up to their end of the contract, the other party could agree to drop the matter, and the other party would not have to live up to their end of the agreement either. And so, where does all this leave the small business owner? If the law were as simple as implied in these rules of contracts, lawyers would not make so much money. It is always best to have a contract in writing. The offer and consideration should be clearly specified, and the contract should be signed and dated. A contract does not have to be long and complicated as long as it contains the following elements. It needs to be in writing, the consideration is specified, and there is a clear offer and acceptance. In the case of contract law, remember, both the buyer and seller must always beware of the potential consequences.